Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Alabama's Morning News. I'm JT. Joining us now, our friend Ty West over at the Birmingham Business Journal. Some good news in our area, including Huntsville as well. Ty, let's start with this big aluminum recycling plant here. What, $2.5 billion? Who's the company? Is it Novelis? Did I see that?
That's correct. It's in Novelis, and this is a huge deal for South Alabama. They've had a nice little run there the past few weeks between this big project and also with the big project that's going to be another expansion for Airbus. I think Airbus is adding another 1,000 jobs. I think this project with Novelis is 1,000 high paying jobs. I mean, just a very, very exciting news down there. They're going to basically build a new just aluminum recycling and rolling plant. I think they're going to specialize in aluminum beverage packaging and the automotive industry. So no surprise there on really either front. So very exciting news. I think site work's already underway at the site. This is down kind of located in Bay Minette near Mobile and kind of the Mobile Baldwin County area. Company expecting to begin commissioning at the plant in 2025. So very exciting news.
Boy, that's incredible. $2.5 billion investment in this here. I would imagine the job market's going to be pretty good with this too.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the kind of the thing. And I was talking to some folks this past week just about these big announcements they've had down there. It is obviously a very, very tight labor market right now. So you wonder kind of what that means down the road when you already take kind of low unemployment and you add another project like this to the mix. It's definitely something that people are going to be worrying about. It's just going to kind of put the priority on Alabama, and which we have a very well recognized and great kind of workforce training program. Just going to make programs like that even more important when you have this coming in, because you want to make sure when you have a big investment like this, I mean, you got time. It's 2022 now. You got basically 3 years to kind of get this all hired out. That's a lot of time. So I think what you'll probably see is kind of some dedicated workforce efforts around that will be very, very critical to this effort.
Awesome. Well, shifting gears and heading north in the state, up in Huntsville, we were talking with the mayor just yesterday about this. And I got to tell you, the fact that they've got the Space Command Center here instead of Colorado Springs, obviously good news there. But now the Huntsville Airport is approved for commercial space vehicle landings. What's going on here?
Yeah, this is exciting news. I mean, this is something that Huntsville's been pushing for a long time. Trying to basically get approved. And I think they're the first, Huntsville International Airport will be the first commercial airport in the country that's going to be approved to allow commercial space vehicles to land at its facility. So that's just exciting news to kind of be the first. I mean, Huntsville is obviously well noted in the space community and the aerospace community and in the industry here in the U.S. and really around the world. So being the first for something like this is not a surprise that it would happen in a place like Huntsville, but it's exciting. I mean, you're seeing more private companies that are really pushing space, and they're trying to, like, say, you know, this is kind of the next frontier. This is going to be an area of investment moving forward as we get into kind of deeper into the 2020s. So it's exciting to see a project like this just get approval. And then, you know, the big thing with a project like this is when you get approval for something like this, it's kind of a magnet. When you right. land a vehicle like this here, you're going to see other kind of activities spring up around that, especially with them being the first. So that's very exciting. I mean, they obviously have a huge aerospace industry in Huntsville. It's already well-defined, but I wouldn't be surprised if, just depending on the way kind of the space industry goes, this becomes a big thing to see more kind of companies kind of drawn to that area. So very exciting news for Huntsville, and I know it's something that the leaders up there have been pushing for a long, long time.
Absolutely, and I tell you, I think the branding of something like this for the city of Huntsville as well as the state of Alabama, like you said, only puts us on a bigger radar for other companies around not only the country but the world to look at, hey, what's going on with Huntsville, Alabama? They got it going on there. So, hey, this could be a good sign for future growth economically for us as well. So when do they start landing these space vehicles, and is it going to be crowded? I mean, do they have to expand?
Well, there's kind of some steps to this. So you have to get, I think they have to get some additional approvals that are kind of on tap. I mean, this got them approval to land. This is for, I guess, aiming at the Dream Chaser, a space plane designed by Sierra Space. They've been awarded several NASA missions to resupply the International Space Station. But I think the vehicle itself has to get a reentry vehicle license. So that's going to take some time. I think that's possible for the FAA to grant 2023. So it's going to be a while before you start seeing anything land up there,
because right.
There's just more permitting stuff that doesn't have anything to do as much with Huntsville as it does the vehicle itself. So I think it's definitely a storyline to watch as we head into 2023 and beyond.
Very good. Ty West, Birmingham Business Journal. Thank you, Ty.
Thanks a lot, JT.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.